The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage. They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
Welcome back, 60s Garage fans. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. It is episode 489, and we are digging deep into obscure 60s garage again this week. Getting it underway with a band called The Riddlemen from Angleton, Texas, one of three garage acts to record for the Custom label out of Tyler, Texas. Cool track to open the show with called I'm Gonna Get In That Girl's Mind. The B-side are more of a folk rock influenced track called I Can't Go On This Way. So The Riddlemen, out of Texas.
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here's a band out of Tampa, Florida, formed 1965. All the band members no older than 19, and most of them from George D. Chamberlain High School. 1965, they released their debut on Fuller Records, one of the very earliest covers of Van Morrison's Gloria. We've got the A-side of their second 45, a year later, on Boss Records. This is The Roving Flames with I'm Afraid to Go Home.
I'm afraid to go home. I'm afraid to go home. Worries on my mind. Afraid of what I'll find. Will my family be gone? I'm afraid to go on back to Tennessee. Afraid of what I'll see. As I walk down the dusty road. sweet as can be. Wanna hold her tight, Lord, make her be alright. Put me round the next bend, all the action will end. Valleys would be green instead of what I've seen. I'm afraid. There's not a tree between Memphis and the sea. Now there's not a tree.
Phil Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
You can see that band up on our Retrospect Facebook and Instagram, cover of The Who's Run, Run, Run by English R&B band called The Birds. Most notable for the inclusion of Ron Wood, later of The Faces, and of course The Rolling Stones. So they all grew up in Ewsley, West London, began playing together in 1964, all still in their teens, called themselves The Thunderbirds. Played around community centres, then scored a gig supporting Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds, so they had to change their name, became just the Birds. Things seem to be going pretty well with TV appearances and bills supporting The Who, but 1965, of course, the Los Angeles band Birds went to the UK, and that clash, in part, led to the end of England's The Birds with an I, but a worthy cover of The Who's Run, Run, Run.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
It's been a while, in fact too long, since I had these guys on the show. This is Love Came Tumbling Down from the glorious The Monks.
Hi, do you like love tumbling down? Come on, monks, let's go!
In Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
By the way, speak so slow.
doesn't strike.
Yeah.
Now, what is the juvenile court to do with this? But that show has sown certain seeds in these youngsters. And the seeds could be of a physical nature where they could be impaired with it.
Retro Speaks.
Set of four, starting with American GIs stationed in Germany, the Monks, Love Came Tumbling Down. Then a band called Jinx, J-I-N-X. Of course, it's a cover of the Yardbirds' Mr. You're a Better Man Than I, off the compilation Fort Worth, Texas Teen Scene Volume 3. The Jinx out of Fort Worth, Texas, apparently only cut an acetate, never issued the tracks. So that one off Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 3, they also had tracks on Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 2 and Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1. Fort Worth's The Jinx. Followed by the gloriously named Beaver Patrol from Hollywood, Florida. Columbia Records release 7-inch 45 release May 1967. The Beaver Patrol with ESP. And fourth in the set, A Real Obscurity. The band is called Chords, C-O-R-D-S. The track Ain't That Love. I don't recall where I found that track, and I can't find any information about the Chords. So be it. Stick around Global Garage straight after this.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
There's a Mexican band called Las Moscas. Released an LP called Rock Sound on OCare Records. Apparently from Guadalajara, released three albums, mostly cover versions. Those albums between 1968 and 1972. Band members still seem to be around. They've got a Facebook page. You can find that up on the Retrospect Facebook page. I'll put a link to them and a picture of Las Moscas. Here they are with their cover of Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears.
Cayendo de mis ojos lágrimas, y están cayendo de mis ojos 96. estoy contando estas lágrimas que van cayendo solo por ti, por cada hora que tú no estás, voy a llorar. Amor, entiéndeme, porque ya llevo 96, sí, 96, me tengo que curar, curar de ti, no puedo soportar estar así. 96 horas de dolor, son 4 días sin tu amor. 96 lágrimas lloré por mí, son muchas lágrimas, ya ves que sí. 96, sí, 96, están cayendo de mis ojos. Lágrimas están cayendo de mis ojos. 96, voy a llorar. 96, voy a llorar. 96, voy a llorar. Llorar, llorar, voy a llorar. 96, voy a llorar. Voy a llorar.
More great 60s garage punk.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
¿Qué me pasa? Siento frío, pues me siento muy sombrío. Pues desde que tú te fuiste desesperado, no podré vivir nunca tranquilo sin ti. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Amor, regresa pronto. Ya no tardes, pero pronto. He vivido a media luz, queriendo luz, pobre de mí, si te perdí. Oh nena,
oh nena,
recuerda,
recuerda
cuando yo te di mi corazón, cuando yo te di mi corazón y todo mi amor, y sin pensar que tú me ibas a pues me siento muy sombrío, pues desde que tú te fuiste te he esperado, no podré vivir nunca tranquilo sin ti. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Amor, regresa pronto, ya no tardes, pero pronto. He vivido a media luz, queriendo luz, pobre de mí, si te perdí. Oh nena,
oh nena,
recuerda,
recuerda
cuando yo te di mi corazón, cuando yo te di mi corazón y todo mi amor, y sin pensar que tú me ibas a olvidar.
Three Spanish language tracks, Las Moscas with 96 Lagrimas, top of that set. Then Los Arlequins, one of a series of groups, not very long lasting most of them, who emerged out of Madrid, founded 1966. All of the members, still in their teens, became known as one of Madrid's bands with clear influences from psychedelia and soul music out of the States. They were signed by RCA, released the track we had, Tomando Café, in 1967. Spanish version and English versions, the A and B side of that 45. These guys continued through to 1968, with band members going on to bands such as The Modules, Henry and the Seven, and Agua Viva, Los Arlequins. Finally in the set, Los Americans, Mexican garage band from 1966 on Orpheon Records, cover of The Animals' It's My Life. Going over to Japan, straight after this.
And we know that each teenage group wants to produce its own music, its own dancing, its own heroes. Our own folks, we remember the days of the other heroes who were before us.
Retrospect. Let's have a set of Japanese group sounds music. Yay, I hear you say. First up, picture and information on this band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called The Tempters, fronted by Kenichi Hajiwara. Known by the nickname Shoken, the Tempters rivaled the Tigers for the top spot in Japan's rock scene hierarchy. This is a track off their 1968 LP called First Album, The Tempters, with a cover of Valerie.
So good, I never done need to leave the if I could. I
that's good and even great.
One of the greatest accomplishments in history.
Oh yeah, very cool. Group Sounds out of Japan. The Tempters with Valerie, top of the set. You can see them on our Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. Then the Bunnies. They're a band who mostly are known for backing Takeshi Tarachi, electric guitar hero in Japan, out of that Aleki music scene, latterly the group sound scene. He worked with the Bunnies and the Blue Jeans. So that music, largely influenced by instrumental guitar music like The Ventures, although they did go on to become more influenced by bands such as Link Wray and the Raymen, and also the work of Davey Allen. The Bunnies with Four Elise. Then finally, the Spiders. And there is some crazy video of them. It's up on our Facebook page. Easy to find, just search Retrospect Garage Punk. So the Spiders, one of the greatest group sounds bands. A track called SPI, which appears on a very rare album called The Spiders Meets the Savage, sort of a Japanese freak beat rarity. But the track also appears on Psychedelic Sounds from Japan, introducing Teen Trash from Psychedelic Tokyo, 1966 to 1969, Volume 1, Monsters a Go-Go. There's a title for you. But cool example of 60s group sounds music from the Spiders with SPI.
All you're playing is bloody awful jabber-rabber-do music.
Right, let's bring it back down to this part of the world. But Australia, a band formed as an R&B jazz combo in 1964, became known as the most relentlessly experimental psychedelic band on the Melbourne discotheque dance scene. They're called the Wild Cherries. They had a bunch of lineup changes throughout their career and released four singles on Festival Records in Australia. Really well-known one was called Chrome Plated Yabby, Yabby being an Australian shellfish. But here's one, the Wild Cherries, cover of Baby Please Don't Go.
Don't go. All right. I just like to know that everybody knows that she got some soul, but I need no more. All right, one more time.
It's Australia's The Wild Cherries with Baby Please Don't Go. Bring us to the end of Retrospect episode 489. Again, I really hope you've enjoyed the selection. Again, I encourage you to find all those back episodes, and I have recently hosted a lot more of them there. So if you've only got the last even 100 shows, you'll find there are more available via Spotify, Apple Podcasts. All the good podcasting platforms should have reconnected with those back episodes. Subscribe, rate, and review if you have that option where you go, and your feedback always welcome via our Facebook page. We always go out with an instrumental, and this is a great one. It's from The Litter. They had a 1967 LP called Distortions. This is off their 68 follow-up called $100 Fine, described as explosive psychedelia, but there's sort of mixed reviews to their music. They did a lot of covers, including Jeff Beck, Procol Harum, and also a band called Heir Apparent. A little bit more original material on $100 Fine, and hidden among it is this track, He Couldn't Find One Anywhere, from The Litter, out of the States, wrapping this week's Retrospect. Thanks again for joining me. Share this one with a friend. Cheers, Phil Gray for Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.